Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yep. Much better.
Much better. Oh, that's a nice vibe.
That was Sleigh Bells Real Real on Jordan Silver and Friends 96.5 The Buzz. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, minus the fact that my bum's a little sore.
Already?
Yeah.
6:07.
Mm-hmm.
Why? 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 Why?
Went on a little bike ride this weekend.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
That
sometimes I feel like you and I are like Jeff Dunham, the comedian with the puppets,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And you're the puppet that has the like ridiculously outrageous thing to say, and I'm like, what? I'm Jeff Dunham. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Oh God. Please,
no.
Come out of your mouth. Okay. Mm-hmm. Please tell me more about your sore.
So
your dinosaur.
I
ass.
Woke up. Yeah. Was it Saturday or Sunday? One of those 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, hey, let's go to the pool because it's a bright, beautiful sunny day.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect weather, was it not?
It was beautiful this weekend. I sat in a pool, kids' pool. But
so this is like 10 a.m. We're still in bed because I get up early. So when I sleep in, I like to.
Right. Although we're not supposed to do that, by the way.
Does that ruin it?
Yeah, cycle? It does. It does. Anyway.
Okay. So we decide to go to the pool and she looks at the hours. Oh, noon to five. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So we get everything ready. We get our bikes ready. We pump them up. We get our snacks on the go. We get our drinks, our swimsuits, our towels, everything ready. We start biking up the hill about a mile or two away. Mm-hmm. We stop at a Subway.
Okay.
And have some. Yes, we need some food for the day. And then while we're there, my brother, for some reason, looks up the hours again
mm-hmm.
and says that it's closed.
What kind of pool is this?
Like a public pool.
And they said that it was open.
We looked at the website. It says open noon to five. And then my brother looked it up on the Google Maps or GPS, and it said closed today.
Whoa.
And then we call them and it rings for like 4 or 5 minutes. No one calls. Like, what?
No way.
Yeah. So
your pregnant wife.
Yes.
Again, let's start with that. Biked. How far?
We went probably not very, very far, but 2 miles or so.
Damn.
Yeah. And then we had to go all the way back and of course
sit in the lake.
We couldn't even do that.
Bathtub all together.
No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Wow.
I didn't even take a shower afterwards.
Wow.
So then
that's
just
gross.
We took a...
This was Saturday? Saturday was hot and muggy.
So we just took a bike ride with no... There was no reward for our effort.
You know, some people do ride their bikes just as something being a reward. Whoa, your eyes couldn't roll
what's
further back.
What's the point,
back.
Though?
Yeah, that's like this meme I once saw about marathon runners. It said, do people that run marathons know that they don't have to?
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
I'm so sorry you have to deal with me this week.
Mm.
There's a week that I'm so annoying, and it's this week.
It's this week of June?
Mm-hmm.
Is it your birthday week?
Yes, it is.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you getting a little demanding?
No, it's not that I get demanding. It's just that I feel the need to tell everyone.
Oh.
Like everyone. You know when you go to a restaurant on your birthday and the person whose birthday it is like, please God, please don't tell them it's mm-hmm. my birthday. Don't. I'm like on the table singing.
You're on the little saddle at the long Texas
yes.
Roadhouse.
Yes.
It's hopping with them and singing.
Yeah, singing Save a Horse, Ride a Cow. Mm, boy.
Boy?
Mm. No, yeah, that's me. That's me. I'm that person. Oh. I feel the need to remind everyone all the time, all week, that it's my birthday, especially on my birthday.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's one area where we do differ, but I'm glad that you enjoy shouting to the world on the day of your birth.
Yeah. One time, we got a call. Your mother's in the hospital. Oh, my God, it's my birthday. She can't call me? What? She okay? Yeah, she was fine. That was a made-up story. She never goes to the hospital. But, yeah, so, but... Over the weekend, I was thoroughly impressed.
By your Instagram followers?
Yes.
Yes. How many did you get over the weekend?
250.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's more than the 100 a day you're needing.
I know, but that means we have 461 to go to until Friday. And then I'll tell everybody my real name. And Ooh. Some fun stories that have to do Ooh. With my real name.
We can do this. We've got...
You think? I'm starting to get worried.
We've got the entire week until Friday. Is it like Friday midnight, Thursday midnight? When's your deadline?
Let's do Friday...
Noon?
8 a.m.
No,
because during our show. So that if it does happen, I can spend, I can tell the Buzz family my real name and some funny stories that have to go with that.
So Friday, 8 a.m., Jordan's going to tell you her real name because I'm confident we'll get the Instagram followers.
I'm really not.
No?
No. Now, 461 in 5 days.
That's less than 100 a day. We've got it.
We can do this. We can do this. Yes, because that's my stupid, vapid birthday feeling that I have. What did you want for your birthday? Last one. When is your birthday?
September 26th.
All right, I'm going to write that down.
Write that one down. September 926.
926.
Of the 86.
Of the 86. Social security number?
4.
No.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
MBE. MBE. Hmm. What does that stand for?
Master's in Business Education.
Yeah, but like the British version of it.
Oh, the Masters of British Excellency. The My Best Eunice.
What? What? Eunice? That is a beautiful name, actually. Are you thinking about that for your child?
Possibly. Only if it's a boy.
Wait, wasn't that Nucky Thompson's name in Boardwalk Empire? Did you ever see that show?
I never watched Boardwalk Empire.
Oh my God.
I've heard it's good.
Good doesn't even begin to describe it. But back to the topic. MBE stands for, I thought it was a member of the British Empire, but I guess it stands for Member of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire. And the reason I'm talking about this is probably one of the cutest stories I've heard in a very long time, and it has to do with MIA. We'll talk about it right after this.
Use the hashtag BuzzFamilyCreep when you post today. Maybe Jordan will talk about your post tomorrow at 6:30.
Coming up at 6:45, it's Chris's clinical concert review, Billie Eilish edition. I can't wait to hear.
Oh, should be good.
You're so clinical when it comes to things. It's kind of crazy. I've never heard a concert review like that before in my entire life.
Like none other.
Yep, that's it. That's you. That's your eye and your brain and the way that you do it. 6:45, Chris's clinical concert review. But right now, MIA was given her MBE.
And by that, you actually mean the MOTMEOOTBE.
Yeah, there's a lot. I thought it was just like, you know, the way we do do this, member, British Empire. No, there's 45 other words in between there. But she was given that for her excellence in music contribution to the British Empire. Mm-hmm. But she dedicated it to her mother. Mm-hmm. Ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for this?
Okay.
Okay. Her mom received asylum in 1986. To England, and she is one of the two women in England to get a specific job. The reason that her mom took the job was because it was the only non-English speaking manual labor job she could get.
Oh,
and she's been doing this job for whatever 1986 is to now.
32 years.
And her mom was one of two people in England sewing the little medals. For the MBE medals.
Aww.
So she finally gets one. MIA finally gets one.
That's a happy story.
Isn't it?
Yes. That needs to be a movie. Just the whole thing of this woman sewing on these days, hopefully one day having her own.
And then her daughter gets an MBE. MIA, congratulations.
That's Jordan Silver and Friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
If I could say anything about the Billie Eilish concert.
What would that be?
I've never seen anything like that in the 12 years that I've been doing radio. I've seen bands get back together that everyone thought was not. Never saw the fanfare with that as much as Billie Eilish.
It was wild.
The line.
Was 4 p.m. was already a quarter mile long.
Yeah. And then by 6:30 when the doors opened, it wrapped around at least to a mile. It had to have been a mile of people because it was GA. So depending on when you got in line, I know a lot of people know this, when you got in line was where you were going to stand for the entire concert. I don't know. I don't want to know the answer to this, but what do people do if they have to go to the bathroom?
I saw bushes there.
There were porta potties, but to lose their place in line once you get inside just sounds like a lot of bladder infections to me, but that's just me.
And I'm pretty sure that no saving the lines was the general theme of Friday.
Yeah, you have to go back to the mile-long line. Again, I never, ever in my life seen anything like that. And the concert was great.
Awesome.
That's all that I need to say. Chris, it's time for your clinical concert review.
Absolutely. All right, so this was the first concert that I've attended to where the line was already a quarter mile long at 4 p.m.
Kind of me too.
Yeah. The people had lined up since 5 a.m. that morning, I had heard, looking to get the best possible seat. The bright colors and wild attire made me feel right at place in 1987.
Mm-hmm.
Chartreuse seemed to be the color of the night.
We argued about what color mm-hmm. that was. Yep, you're right.
Half yellow, half green.
Yep.
Possibly Billy's signature color.
Mm-hmm.
We are on the line to meet Billy when her manager tells us, if we have to give her a gift, we can give it when we get our picture taken. And I'm thinking, why did anyone tell me I could have given her a gift?
Because that's never how meet and greets go. Here's the thing. I didn't say anything to anyone about the meet and greet because it was strictly for the people that work in the industry. Mm-hmm. Like a couple people got handpicked from this radio station and then another radio station. And that was it.
Yeah.
And you and I had a conversation right before. I was like, all right, the meet and greet is at 4. We're supposed to be there at 4:30. And mm-hmm. you're like, okay, we'll be out of there by 4:45. And I belly laughed. I was like, we'll be out of there at 9 o'clock on November 15th,
yep.
2021. Because that's how it is. And all you're doing, it's called the hurry up and wait. You get there real early and you wait just like the people in line
mm-hmm.
forever and ever and ever. You can't go to the bathroom. You can't do anything. And then you go get your picture taken real quick. Can't talk to the artists or anything like that. Absolutely was not the case with Billie Eilish.
Mm-hmm.
She spent time talking to fans.
It was phenomenal.
Hugging people that were crying.
Yeah.
It was insane. She is like a second coming, and each person in that line that got to meet her got their experience with her, and that is unheard of.
Absolutely.
So, sorry.
All right, so as I'm standing near the backstage, getting even closer to her, I see all these little girls come crying out the door. They are apparently unable to control their overflowing emotions as they are greeted by their musical icon. One by one, the girls are wiping away their tears as they try to compose themselves and savor in this once-in-a-lifetime moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm next in line to meet her. This is it. I give her mother my phone and go over and shake Billy's hand. I tell her, it's great to meet you, and I'm thinking, I've got to make her to remember me somehow. Isn't that everyone's trying to...
Oh, God. I was right after you. What'd you do? Because the light went out when I went.
So the first thing I can think of is tell her, like, hey, I'm a funeral director. And she looks at me all wide eyes and goes, damn, dog. Whoa, that's some badass shh.
Really?
She does. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Hopefully I left my mark. After the meet and greet, I go to my suite
mm-hmm.
and wait because it's only like early in the day and we've got 6:30. Plenty of hours before the opening act goes on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little chilly, so I explore the suite cupboards for some blankets, and all I find is a heat lamp.
He did this, you guys.
I turn it on and sit under the lamp to warm up, and it feels oh so good.
While everyone is standing there waiting, having to go to the bathroom for their 14th, 15th, 16th hour, you're worried about how chilly you are in your suite.
Sitting under a heat lamp. I wait and wait and wait, and finally 7:45 hits the clock and Denzel Curry starts to jump and jam the place with his ill beats. The crowd is swaying and jumping, clearly enjoying the beats that are dropping. Not exactly my rhythm, but I do appreciate everyone else enjoying themselves, and he had some pretty impressive word drops where I couldn't understand, but the crowd roared.
Mm.
All right, they're done. Time to set the stage. The crowd is cheering on the sweeper guy. So I know they're excited. The guy that came out and sweeped the stage,
yes.
They were literally shouting for him.
Don't you hate that when somebody's coming out and you're like, oh, it's going to be, oh, it's not.
Yep.
Yep.
And
Nice observation, by the way.
The stage and screen are set. The music stops. The video starts. 90 seconds of weird Billy stuff is mm-hmm. on the screen while Billy walks up the stage. At this point, you can't hear anything but screaming girls.
Mm-hmm.
The lights go to their brightest white, illuminating this godlike figure to the amazement of the audience. They shout louder than a packed-out Sprint Center, and I'm thankful I'm behind the screaming instead of in front of it
right.
because I know the tremendous power of 11-year-old girls' voices. She starts jumping as Bad Guy starts playing, and she is commanding the room. Every new movement creates havoc and more screaming. Girls all around me, even the older ones, are unable to control themselves as they sing, shout, scream, and stumble about.
And by girls around us that are older than teens, they're talking about the wives of the guys that run this whole radio station. Yes.
I could barely hear Billy over this girl's singing voices. It was absolutely incredible. She could have easily sold out the Sprint Center. I was mesmerized by the entire concert once she appeared on stage. Bury a Friend was the last song, really, and it was when she was lifted on the bed and acted all possessed and defying physics. That was the coolest part of the concert. Later...
Wait, she was hooked in, by the way.
I found out she was hooked into the bed, not literally possessed, so I guess there's that small disappointment. But
I'm sorry I ruined that for you, but I saw it in a picture and I was like, what is this girl doing?
Once Billy exited the stage and the girls were able to capture some of their breath, Jordan and I scrambled out to the arena to our cars where we were waiting for the elevators, but it was taking too long with too many people. We scamper over to another area where we see exit signs for the stairs. We're one of the first people out of the arenas into the parking lot. We scurry to our car so we can exit the parking lot quickly. You get to your car.
Mm-hmm.
I run to mine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the interstate in 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
An hour later, I get a text from Jordan saying she just left the parking lot.
Nothing pisses me off more than being stuck in that parking lot. I think my girlfriend and I broke up like 4 times in that car. I get that other side of me pops out.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a great experience.
It was amazing.
Except in the parking lot.
Yeah. I had the great, luckily I didn't experience that, and I'm sorry that you had your night ruined by an hour of parking lot time, but I waited 2 hours before the concert as well, which you kind of left.
Yeah, I left, and then I got back in by saying that my daughter had a medical emergency, because you were not allowed to leave and then come back. But I was like, hey, here's a picture of me and the singer. My daughter had a medical emergency, and they're like, oh, come back in. So yes, now I'm going to hell for that.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and Friends on the bus. Jordan Silver and Friends news on 96.5 The Buzz.
So stuff from Mexico isn't going to be as expensive.
President Trump says that a deal has been reached now with Mexico. The tariffs scheduled to be implemented by the U.S. on Monday against Mexico are now hereby suspended. In a tweet, he is calling them indefinitely suspended. Mr. Trump says details of the agreement are still forthcoming.
Well, I am surprised about that. He really doesn't like that place at all. I've got something for you. You think if you're famous, you would know to keep secrets to yourself. Joe Jonas was on a British radio show and said this. I promise it has something to do with something you care about. Listen.
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of punk bands that we loved growing up listening to.
Yes, Sex Years. I was into My Chemical Romance.
Yes.
Oh, me too.
Totally. Mm-hmm. I got some dirt. My Chemical Romance apparently were rehearsing next to us in New York recently, which I thought they broke up, so I don't know.
So Joe Jonas let it spill that they were practicing in New York, and next to them, My Chemical Romance, who had been broken up since 2013, was also practicing together. Could this be a reunion? Smells like it. Sometimes it would take 2-3 hours to get to the airport, where I lived before this in a major city, and that is so frustrating that this sounds worth it. It's called Ubercopter.
The service will offer members an 8-minute helicopter ride between downtown Manhattan and JFK Airport. It's expected to cost between $200 and $225 one way, depending on rider demand.
Worth it.
No, that's not that much at all.
Right. To get away from the hustle and bustle of the... It's starting in New York, and hopefully if it does well, it'll come here. You don't really need it here. You can get to the airport quite fine.
Yeah.
But major cities, yes. You've got the last story.
Beethoven, the composer, not the dog.
Nice.
Died in 1827, but a lock of his hair is going up for auction.
Really? Is it a lot of hair?
It's a little swirl of a locket, kind of what you'd expect for a little bit of hair.
I've looked up hair of John Lennon on eBay, and they'll for one little tiny millimeter, one single hair, one millimeter, it's a lot of money. What is it going for?
They are saying that this lock of hair could bring anywhere from about $15,000 to $20,000.
Oh, man, that's so creepy. Yeah. Creepy.
Why do you want a lock of John Lennon's hair?
Because I was John Lennon in my past life, but we'll get into that at another point.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the bus.
I'm only happy when it gets hot outside if I'm sitting in a body of water.
Correct.
I mean, I was sitting in a kiddie pool, literally a kiddie pool. K-I-D-D, not K-I-T-T, even though.
That'd be adorable.
It would be, but cats really don't like. I have scars, not from anything crazier than my cat, trying to get my cat a bath.
Mm-hmm.
But... yeah, this weekend you tried to go to a pool that was closed.
I did. I was very upset. We went biking and we had some sore bums. And apparently I got on the text line, pregnant women aren't supposed to be biking.
That's what I was thinking, but it's not my place.
Mm.
Not my place. Well, okay. So, yeah, I was sitting in a kiddie pool with some children, supervised by their parents. So let me start with that. See, not just like, hey, there's a pool. Get me a drink. Let me hang out with these little kids. No, even though maybe that's happening.
You had no idea whose pool it was. Actually.
No, I know. I was a little drunk and I was like, there's water. Kids, can I come join? I promise I'm not weird. Nothing weird about that. Well, I was looking through our Mad Lib book because it's Mad Lib Monday, and I found one called Pool Rules.
Ooh, perfect.
And once again, we need nouns.
Which is a person, place, or thing, or possibly idea?
Yes. So text us in your nouns, 96500, and coming up, we'll do Mad Lib Monday's Pool Rules.
She says Titanic is her favorite movie, but she hasn't been to the museum in Branson yet. Jordan Silver and Friends.
Well, I'm glad that they got to swim in the song, even if it was carrying their body safe to shore. You didn't get to swim this weekend.
I didn't, and I'm really upset.
Yeah, and it is perfect swim weather right now, too. I wish I had a pool.
Right?
I don't know where I'd put it, but I wish I had a pool.
The perfect weather before it gets to be like 105 and it just turns into an oven. You can enjoy the hot weather that's not burning in the cool water.
Pool. It's one of my favorite things on earth.
Oh, for sure.
And for Mad Lib Monday, I found one called Pool Rules. Will you please read the pool rules? Thanks to the Buzz family for some of the nouns that came in.
Attention, all swimmers. If you want to swim in this common toilet seat or soak in our vomit spa, you must follow these alcoholic rules.
Okay.
Number one, no nude stabbing allowed.
Oh.
Must be fully clothed.
Okay.
Men must wear internet-worthy shorts.
Okay.
Women must wear an adult diaper.
What?
Or violent bikinis.
That is sexist. Sexist. Mad Lib
adult
Monday.
Adult diaper. Number two, no hairy legs under the age of 7 are allowed.
Whoa.
Whoa.
This is strict. Where is this pool? Overland Park?
No, not allowed in the pee-pee pool.
The pee-pee pool.
Unless accompanied by a sunburn.
Oh. So you can have hairy sunburn legs over the age of 7 in this pool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Number three. Fighting in the pool is only permitted in the self-centered end.
Okay, the self-centered end of the pool.
And only when John Snow's on duty.
Okay.
He can supervise.
Very rare time where you're allowed to fight in the pool.
Number four, people with mullety hair must wear bathing skull caps.
Okay, I didn't know they made those, but that sounds about right.
Warning.
What?
If you plan to sunbathe, undercook your arms, legs, and femur with a flappy lotion.
Ooh.
You don't want to get a urine burn.
No.
Have an awful day. Well.
Mad Lib Monday. Pool rule.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Dude, I laughed so hard. I spit coffee all over the place when I saw this video this morning. People do stupid stuff to get selfies.
All the time.
People fall off mountains.
More than once.
People die
getting
selfies. And so it looks like I was literally just scrolling through the Buzz's Instagram. This isn't even a story, but I saw it and it was so good. I had to repost it on the Buzz's Instagram. It's the lead singer of Fiddler. A woman hopped up on stage going to take a selfie with the lead singer. And man, he whacks her phone up and out of her hand.
Slaps it out of her hand.
It is epic. It's something that I think I've watched this 4,000 times in a row.
Mm-hmm.
The clip's like 3 seconds long, but it's just perfect. He's like playing the guitar, singing. She goes in to take the selfie, puts her head on his shoulder, and then he just... Don't want to play basketball with that guy.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app. Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Panic broke out at DC Pride, at the DC Pride Parade. Some jerk pulled out a BB gun. This is somebody that was there.
Everybody just took off like crazy.
People hear one thing, it sounds like gunshots, you know, we all react.
You know, one of my least favorite games to play is it fireworks or gunshots? This time it actually was fireworks. Thank God, but people were reacting better safe than sorry. You've got something local, Chris.
As Sublime with Rome concertgoers headed to the parking lot, gunfire erupted about 12:30. Fortunately, there were no injuries and one suspect was arrested.
So that time it was gunshots.
It was.
Oh, Ava, a pot story?
They've arrested a man for allegedly intending to deliver pot with a drone to a prison.
What do you think about that?
I think it's genius.
I do too. Is that bad? Is that bad?
Just make sure your fingerprints aren't on it, which is how they found him.
These people have these great ideas, but they just don't think them through. Chris, do you get anything delivered at home?
Most things.
What about your groceries?
No, but I want to try that.
Could you imagine being even lazier than that?
Like having them put them away from me?
Walmart is going to do that for
what?
You.
What?
You order your groceries online, and then a Walmart employee wearing a body camera will deliver it and put it all in your fridge.
While you're sitting on the couch, right? Just sitting there and be like, all right, yeah, that goes there. Gets even weirder with this.
Even when you're not home. Now, you will have to install a special smart lock, but you'll be able to watch the body camera video live in the app.
They'll deliver it and put it away in your house while you're not home.
Oh.
Wearing a body camera so you can see them put your stuff away.
There's so many things that are going to go wrong with this.
Yeah, like what if they put something in the refrigerator that does not go in there? Or vice versa. That's the scope of my seeing what could go wrong with this.
I just can't stop thinking about the homemade porn.
You got to clean your house up and everything?
Yeah.
Or you don't? These people that are delivering these groceries are going to have some great stories. We should have them on the show.
Use the hashtag BuzzFamilyCreep when you post today. Maybe Jordan will talk about your post tomorrow at 6:30.
Jordan Silver, hanging out with Rachel Sweet from Planned Parenthood Great Plains. Thank you so much for coming in. This is a wild time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Every time
Things
you come
happening.
In. I know. Every time you come in, it's a wild time. I saw last week or the week before, Planned Parenthood Missouri was the number one story in the world. Could you just take everything that's been going on the past couple weeks and just kind of boil it down to our listeners for us?
Sure. So the last time I chatted with you guys, we were in the middle of the legislative fight over House Bill 126, mm-hmm. which is obviously got a lot of attention on its own. It's one of the most extreme anti-abortion bills in the country, you know, banning abortions at 8 weeks of pregnancy, which is still before many people even know that they're pregnant and have time to make an informed decision about what they want to do. And then, as last week, we found out that the Planned Parenthood Health Center in St. Louis was at serious risk of losing its license to provide abortion care.
Mm-hmm.
So on the back of this extreme anti-choice bill, we have seen the state health department really weaponize and politicize the regulatory process to try and shut down the only remaining provider in the state.
Is this something that... you guys are just trying to do good for people that need it. Really, really, really. And again, abortions are what is the percentage of abortions to what else you do at Planned Parenthood?
Sure. I think it differs based on every health center, but nationally we're talking about 3% of
3%.
Services.
Okay. So
abortion care, and others are, you know, all the preventative services like STD testing, birth control, well woman exams, things like that.
Mm-hmm. What is this always going on and we're just hearing about it more in the news? Is it getting worse and that's why we're hearing about it more in the news? What's going on there?
Sure. So I definitely think that things are getting worse.
Oh, God.
It's not just you.
I really
right?
was hoping that wasn't what you were going to say.
But I think that when we're looking at really extreme bans and bills like House Bill 126, those are just the culmination of years and years of legislation that is intended to make it harder to obtain an abortion, that is intended to shut providers down. And frankly, I mean, the fact that we are dealing with a situation where we only have one provider in the state currently is the product of years and years of slow erosion of rights and chipping away at access.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like there's been this really slow progression, but it has made it just progressively worse to be able to access abortion care. And now they're kind of going for the jugular, I think, frankly, because they have run out of other things to do besides pass these very extreme restrictions.
Do you ever get to sleep? Do you have to take your email, work email off of your phone? Because I can't imagine every day there's just something else. And you and your coworkers figure out ways to deal with this. And then there's three more things. What is it like to be there on the ground floor trying to do this great service and then just getting, you know, hit on the knees every single day?
Sure. I mean, it can be draining sometimes, but I do this work because I love it. Mm-hmm. And I'm very passionate about it. And I want to help women and pregnant people in the state. And sometimes it is more than a 40-hour a week 9-to-5 job for sure.
Yeah.
So we just, you know, we keep plugging along. These are not, even though we're in this extreme moment, this is a fight that has been being fought for 40 years at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So I think everybody has a role to play. And I love seeing the fact that we have had so many supporters that have reached out in this moment and want to get involved, want to give money, want to volunteer their time to help people access care. And that is the kind of stuff that really keeps me going, honestly.
Absolutely. And so last month, the Alabama, that ban. There was a march that happened here and everywhere for that. Between that march and now, what have people been doing just to kind of keep this at the top of what they're fighting for?
Sure. So one of the things we've seen is we've had tons of supporters reaching out to do pop-up fundraisers for us. That is a thing that I know that, you know, not everybody has the time to, you know, drive to Jefferson City to volunteer in the health centers, but folks can give money. So that's a thing I've noticed, you know, different local music acts, artists, record stores, just all across the board, people reaching out to say, hey, we're going to do a fundraiser. We're going to try and do our part. And then, you know, that rally on the plaza was fantastic, but we're also trying to make sure we can plug people into actions that are going to have the most impact. So that is always calling your legislators, emailing your senators, you know, calling the governor's office. You know, those are the things that is kind of the next step in activism. And that's where we need people to be making sure their attention is focused on the people that are in positions of power, because having people take to the streets and show their power in that way is amazing. But we need to make it less easy for those who are in power to ignore our voices.
Do you have a checklist or something online somewhere that someone could go and see exactly the next steps that they can do to help with their part of this?
Sure. So one of the best places to start is ppgpvotes.org. That's our website for our C4 organization, where we do all of our advocacy and organizing work. If you sign up for our lists, we will get you plugged in to activities that are going on in your area. You can also go to ppgreatplains.org. That's the website for our health services side, and you can stay engaged in sort of all the things that are happening across the affiliate.
All right. And then we have an event coming up.
We do.
Tomorrow. Tell us a little bit more about that, please.
Yeah. So Beer Station has generously offered to host a fundraiser for us. They are partnering with the Brooklyn Brewery and Perennial Artisan Ales to do one of these pop-up fundraisers that I mentioned earlier. So my understanding is that $5 of the $6 featured beers will go straight to Planned Parenthood Great Plains to help us provide the services that we do in the Kansas City metro area. And you guys, it's going to be from 5 to 10 at Beer Station in Waldo. So folks can just pop in. We'll have a table there where you can come and talk to us about opportunities to get involved, have a beer, chat with us. You know, we would love to talk with you, and this is a great way for, you know, to have a good evening and to, you know, just come out and show your support.
Okay, if somebody can't make it to Waldo but they really want to help out, what could they do also?
So I think going to ppgpvotes.org is the best. We're currently really evaluating all our options for what we're going to do in this fight. And another thing that I want folks to pay attention to, I don't have like a concrete action step right this moment, but the ACLU of Missouri has filed a referendum petition. So what that is it's an attempt to gather signatures across the state and put on the ballot a question to repeal House Bill 126.
Okay.
So that is going to be a big undertaking. Right now, the Secretary of State has refused to certify that because there's, I don't want to get too into the weeds, but there's an emergency clause in the bill, and the ACLU is pushing back with a legal challenge to say, no, you have to give the people of Missouri their constitutional right to access the referendum petition and to try and repeal this law.
How can people get involved with that?
Yeah, look at the ACLU of Missouri, and also we'll be pushing more information out about that once we sort of know what the path forward is.
Okay.
Filing the petition is the first step, but if we can get to a place where it is certified, and we will need people to collect signatures to get it on the ballot.
Thanks for letting us hang out with you today. Jordan Silver and friends.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.